The next patient is Judith Brillante. The last name is B like in Beta, R like in Roger, I like in India, L like in Lima, H like in Hotel, A like in Alpha, N like in November, T like in Tango, E like in Echo. Brillante, Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H. This is the clinical case of an 80-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the chronic kidney disease stage 4 that has been present for a lengthy period of time. This patient has nephrosclerosis that is associated to diabetes, but we think that the main component is a cardiorenal component. This patient has a ischemic cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction between 25 and 30%. Ejection fraction between 35 and 40%, period. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital because of the compensation of the congestive heart failure. She increased the body weight by 11 pounds, and she was getting an infusion of iron, and in the middle of the infusion, she went into shortness of breath, was rushed to the hospital, was in the hospital for several days. And at the time of the discharge, the patient on October the 30th had a creatinine of 1.9, a BUN that was 77, the estimated GFR, and was 25 mLs per minute. There was no significant proteinuria. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Number three, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Number four, the patient has coronary artery disease. Status was coronary artery bypass graft, ischemic cardiomyopathy, with an ejection fraction between 35 and 40%. The patient has increased the body weight by 11 pounds in a short period of time. While we are going to restrict the fluid, restrict the sodium, and continue with the administration of bumetanide, 1 milligram every day in combination with metolazone, 5 milligrams daily, and potassium replacement. Our goal in body weight is 152 pounds. Following number anemia that has been treated with an iron PO. Following number restored leg syndrome. Following number vitamin D deficiency with on supplementation. We're going to see the case and reevaluate it in 2 months with laboratory workup. Reviewing the admission to the hospital and the hospital workup, we spent 15 minutes. In the face-to-face, we spent 18 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.